Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Morning, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for watching. We are doing our daily devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. And this morning, we're going to be reading the 112th devotional, and it's called Temporary Home, which I also titled Passing Through. So we read the devotional, and it quotes from Psalms 39:12. Hear my prayer, O Yahweh, and listen to my cry. Do not be silent at my weeping, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all my fathers were. So that is the opening verse for this devotional. And then there's a poem, and after this poem, we're going to be teaching on this. And it says, run, 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 find home. Mansions waiting, families waiting, rest ahead, eternal rest. I was not meant to stay here, a sojourner, different. I don't belong here, passing through, heading towards the eternal shadows of the temporal. Peace always within, never found outside. Looking outside is foreign, always heading to one destruction. Always heading to one destination. A traveler, many stops on the way. A tour guide, knowing others will follow. Wives and children follow. A pathfinder, a navigator, others follow. Decisions made, not just for me. Narrow roads, stormy weather, perseverance and patience, directions sparse at times. My GPS still, a small voice, go here, go there. An invisible guide, moving like the wind, a forerunner, straight paths lay before me. A follower being led, having plans, yet submitting to the guide. At moment's notice, internal heart, temporal body, tired yet capable, nourished but food. The spirit's delicacies press on, press on, unseen yet unknown, a finish line ahead, moving forward, eternal. And that is the devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. And I want to continue in reading about Psalms 139 and the gist of Psalms 139, because this in itself is a very, very powerful psalm, and so powerful and profound. So I want to discuss it this morning. So before I do that, I want to remind you of two things. I knew a man once who was pretty old. He was in his late 80s. And I remember every time I asked him how he was doing, every time I saw him, he said, well, I'm just passing through. And I thought that was a brilliant reply. And he said it with a smile and with joy. And that's what we're really doing here. Our time here is so short. If you looked at a clock, 24 hours, and you looked at eternity and understood it, our time here is maybe about 5 seconds on that clock. We're just passing through. And we want to let people know about a wonderful Messiah and what he's done for us as we're passing through. But I look at Job, and Job who had these struggles with his life ending and all he had in his life. And I read to you Job 14 to remind you of Job's struggle. But Job, without even knowing and seeing the resurrection of Yeshua, had that to look forward to and understood about life. And he writes, how frail is humanity? How short is life? How full of trouble? We blossom like a flower and then wither. Like a passing shadow, we quickly disappear. But you keep an eye on such a frail creature and demand an accounting from me. Who can bring purity out of an impure person? No one. You have decided the length of our lives. You know how many months we will live. And we are not given a minute longer. So leave us alone and let us rest. We are like hired hands. So let us finish our work in peace. Even a tree has more hope. If it is cut down, it will sprout up again and grow new branches. Though its roots have grown old in the earth and its stump decays, at the scent of water, it will bud and to sprout again like a new seedling. But when people die, their strength is gone. Their breath, their last. And where are they? As water evaporates from a lake and a river disappears in a drought, people are laid to rest and do not rise again until the heavens are no more. They will not wake up nor be roused from their sleep. And verse 13 says, I wish you would hide me in the grave and forget me there until your anger has passed. But mark your calendar to think of me again. Can the dead live again? If so, this would give me hope. Through all my years of struggle, and I would eagerly await the release of death. You would call and I would answer, and you would yearn for me your handiwork. For then you would guard my steps instead of watching my sins which would be sealed in a pouch, and you would cover my guilt. But instead, as mountains fall and crumble, and as rocks fall from a cliff, as water wears away from the stones, and floods wash away from the soil, so you destroy people's hope. You always overpower them and then pass from the scene. You disfigure them in death and send them away. They never did know their children grow up or in honor or sink into insignificance. They suffer painfully. Their life is full of trouble. So this was Job in his first response to his friends that were, that he just didn't understand what was happening to him and why. He didn't understand the hope and the renewal. And just like that tree can come again from the water or from the roots, we come again from Yeshua, our root, who brings us back to life. And it's so beautiful. And then Job finally comes to a place in this story where he says, I don't know what I'm talking about. I will just shut up now and listen to you. And our Creator speaks. And I read to you David in Psalms 139 as we look at Psalms 139 in completion. Psalms 139 that this devotional was formed on today. And we look at it and we read it. And we look at David's word compared to Job's words. And it says here, I say to myself, I will watch what I do and not sin in what I say. I will hold my tongue when the ungodly are around me. But as I stood there in silence, not even speaking of good things, the turmoil within me grew worse. The more I thought about it, the hotter I got, igniting a fire of words. Yahweh, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that the days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. You have made my life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is like a moment to you. At best, each of us is but a breath. We are merely moving shadows and our busy rushing ends in nothing. We heap up wealth, not knowing who will spend it. And so, Yahweh, where do I put my hope? My hope is in you. Rescue me from my rebellion. Do not let fools mock me. I am silent before you. I won't say a word. For my punishment is from you, but please stop striking me. I am exhausted and the blows from your hand. At the blows from your hands, when you discipline us for our sins, you consume like a moth who is the precious of what is precious to us. Each of us is but a breath. Hear my prayer, O Yahweh. Listen to my cries for help. Don't ignore my tears, for I am your guest, a traveler passing through, as my ancestors were before me. Leave me alone so I can smile again before I am gone and exists no more. And we look at this, and I could compare Job and to David and what these people were going through in their lives and putting ourselves in those places and the lessons that are learned in both of these chapters that we just read. And then we get into it. Psalms 141, verse 3 says, take control of what I say, O Yahweh, and guard my lips. You see, Job and David both understood. We need to shut up and listen to Yahweh. Shut up and listen to Yahweh. That's what we need to understand. That's what we need to do. It says in Psalms 34:13, then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. This is what gets us in trouble so much, so often. So often. James 3 verse 2 says, indeed, we all make mistakes. For if we can control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. You see, Job and David came to the same conclusion. As Job said, I will be quiet now and listen to you. As David said, I will keep my mouth shut. And as they were pondering life and what life truly is and how life lasts, James 5:12 says, but most of all, my brothers and sisters, never take an oath by heaven or by earth or anything else. Just say a simple yes or no so you will not sin and be condemned. The words we speak often get us into so much trouble. And they knew this. But they also knew about life. We're only here for a certain time. We need to make the best of it. And we have to understand the rebuke and the refining of our wonderful Creator. And in the end, they both understood it very well. But during their trials, they didn't understand it. And it's just like us today. We don't understand what our Creator is putting us through. But in the end, we understand. Psalm 78:39 says, "For he remembered that they were mere mortal, like gone like a breath of wind that never returns." We see in Job discussing this and saying this and how quickly our life comes and fades. And we are just sojourners passing through. We're not of this world or not supposed to be of this world because we have a different world waiting for us. Psalms 90:12 says, "Teach us to realize the brevity of our life so that we may grow in wisdom." So while we're here, we can grow in this and understand about the wisdom of our wonderful Creator. Psalms 103:14 and 15 says, "For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass. Like wildflowers, we bloom and we die." Life here on earth is just temporarily. We're just passing through. Sojourn is passing through. Foreign is in a land that's not ours. But he has a land waiting for us. He has a kingdom waiting for us. And he has a king waiting for us. And we look forward to that wonderful day. And here we are as our practice run, as we're here in this temporarily short time. And we got to understand that and understand the future to look forward to. Job 14, verse 12 said, "People are laid to rest and do not rise again. Until the heavens are no more, they will not wake, nor be roused from their sleep." Wow. Wow. What's so amazing about this? This is before Yeshua. And Job knew. The amazing hope of Job says, we are done. When we are dead, we are dead. Until the heavens are no more, they will not wake up nor be roused from their sleep. But Job knew. Job knew about the greater life to come. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful. Psalm 62:9 says, "Common people are worthless as a puff of the wind, and the powerful are not what they appear to be. You weigh them on the scales. Together they are lighter than the breath of air." Like that, we can be gone. Like that, we're gone. It says in Psalms 89:47, "Remember how short my life is, how empty and fertile this human existence is." Psalms 144, verse 4 says, "For they are like a breath of air. Their days are like a passing shadow." This is why this matters. This is why. So many of us work so hard to hold on to our life and the things we have in our life, and not understanding about eternity that awaits us. And instead of preparing ourselves to get through this life so we could reach that eternity, so many people destroying their lives and their tongues are leading the way, speaking themselves to a non-existent future. When Yahweh says, just follow me, and I'll give you exactly this eternity that awaits us. Psalms 127:2 says, "It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for Yahweh gives rest to his loved ones." And we're not only talking about the physical rest of a daily night's sleep, but we're talking about our life. And we're talking about eternity, all in that beautiful verse. Yahweh says in Luke 12:20, "But Yahweh said, 'You fool, you will die this very night. Then you will get everything you worked for.'" 1 Peter 1:24 says, and the scriptures say, "People are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field, and the grass withers and the flowers fade." Just like the beauty he puts upon our skeletons. How just like a moth can destroy a fine piece of clothing, our bodies will be destroyed. And we will be dead bones, dry bones. But Yahweh can come at any time and say, "Those dry bones awake and get up and rise." And we know that. But in this trial, David says in Psalm 79:4, "We are mocked by our neighbors, an object of scorn and decision to those around us." Don't let him do that. Don't let us be mourned. Psalm 79:9, "Help us, O Yahweh, for our salvation. Help us for the glory of your name. Save us and forgive our sins for the honor of your name." For Yeshua. Hallelujah. And then we go back in Job, all the way in Job 2, verse 10. It says, but Job replied, you talk like a foolish woman. Should we accept only good things from the hand of Yahweh and never anything bad? So in all this, Job said nothing wrong. And Job 9, 3, 4 said, the mediator could make God stop beating me, but I would no longer live in terror of his punishment. Job understood the chastening of Yahweh and the refining of Yahweh and what he does to us. Psalms 32, 4 says, day and night, your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer's heat. Yahweh knows. And we go back from David to Job and David to Job. Job 13, 27 to 28. You put my feet in stocks. You examine all my paths. You trace all my footprints. I waste away like a rotting wood, like a moth eating a cloth or a coat. And then we go back to Psalms 97. For we are burned up by your anger. For your anger, we are troubled and afraid. We see these two amazing people in Scripture, Job and David, and all the trials they went through and everything. But we see them so refined. Their character was so refined. So refined. And then Psalms 102, verse 1 says, Yahweh, hear my prayer. Listen to my plea. And we see Job saying the same thing, crying out to Yahweh. But remember where our lives are. We're just foreigners passing through. Hebrews 11, 13 says, all these people died still believing what Yahweh had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. And agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. And that's the situation we are in. 1 Peter 2:11 says, dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. How beautiful that is. How beautiful. And then we go back to Job in 10 verse 20 says, I only have a few days left, so leave me alone that I may have a moment of comfort. And Job 14, 6. Again, leave us alone and let us rest. We are like hired hands, so let us finish our work here in peace. The beauty of a wonderful creator and what he offers us and what he wants us to understand about life and the length of our lives and where we are in our lives. And right now at a time in our lives where so many people are all of a sudden deciding in the preciousness of the time we have here. So many people are dying, and we think that this is a new thing. There's nothing new under the sun. People always died and always lost their physical life. It's only those that have hope in the future life, and understand the future life. It's only those that rejoice and understand the future. And understand the future. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of Yahweh is eternal life in the union with Messiah Yeshua, our wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 5:24-25 says, I tell you the truth, the solemn truth. The one who hears my message and believes, the one who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned, but has crossed from death to life. I tell you the solemn truth, the time is coming. And is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Yahweh. And those who hear will live. Hallelujah. John 11:25 says, Yeshua told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never, ever die. Do you believe in this? How beautiful. How beautiful. Anyone who believes in me will have eternal life. I am the bread of life. Anyone who eats this bread from heaven, however, will never die. John 6:47-57. We need to trust Yeshua, folks, at these times. We need to understand our life is just here for a brief moment and then gone. But we have eternity waiting for us. John 3:16, the most popular verse in all scripture, says, anyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Will have eternal life. 1 John 5:13 says, I have written these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of Yeshua, so that and the Son of Yahweh, so that you may know that you have eternal life. John 1:12, but all who have received him, thus who believe in his name, he has given a right to become Yahweh's children. And Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, 11:19 says, truly the righteous attain life, but whoever pursues evil finds death. Remember, we are just passing through here, folks. This is not our land. We're just strangers, foreigners, sojourners, on our way home to our true home. Our true citizenship does not belong here on earth amongst the wicked. It says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as the scriptures say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined the things that Yahweh has prepared for those who love him. I tell you with certainty, today you will be with me in paradise, Luke 23:43. Paradise awaits us all who believe in him. Straight from the words of Yeshua, paradise awaits us, Philippians 3:20. However, we are citizens of heaven. We look forward to Yahweh, Yeshua, coming from heaven as our Savior. May this bring hope to you today, as so many people hold on so dear to their physical life here on earth. As believers, we should have joy knowing what awaits us. Hebrews 13:14 says, for here we are having no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. And Revelations 21:4 says he will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and death will not exist anymore, or mourning, or crying, or pain, or the former things have ceased to exist. And John 14:2 says, my Father's house has many rooms. If that were not true, I would have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you. Remember, folks. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. At this time when so many people are dying, remember that's from Romans 8:6. Remember, life is just a short time, but we have so much time waiting for us in eternity. 1 Timothy 4:8 says, for physical training is some of value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Way too many people focus only on this present life. They don't understand eternity and his eternal plan. They don't understand this. They don't understand the beauty that awaits us. But we must. And this is why we must understand the significance of Yeshua, which what it means. It means his salvation. In Chronicles 16:23, it says, sing to Yahweh all the earth. Sing, share the news, proclaim it from day to day of his salvation, his Yahshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're all going to go through trials, folks. Some of us will survive and some of us won't. But there is that day that's coming for all of us. There's that day that's coming to end up our existence here. But we have so much waiting for us. And as we get older and closer to this time, we start to realize this more. One of my best friends is 90 years old. And he tells me every day he's ready to go. He's ready to go when the time comes. He doesn't fight it. He doesn't not look forward to it. He's ready to go and meet our maker, our creator. And you know the song, I Can Only Imagine. And we think about that today. This isn't to rush what we're going through. This is to live out our appointed time. But no, our appointed time here will come to an end. But we have a greater paradise waiting for us. So we must take understanding in that, and we are to proclaim the good news here, but the good news is not of here. The good news is of the what's to come. The truth is we are all just passing through, and we have these temporary garments of beautiful called off our physical appearance. But when all that's stripped away and our skeletons are stood there in the grave, that day will come when those dry bones will come alive again. Everything that's happened in the past will come again. And we see that. We see the resurrection. These dry bones will raise again. And how many of you are ready to imagine that and taste and see it and understand it? And then we could see what's talking about here in the Psalms. And we could speak about what Job had to go through. And all these things did not come to an end. You have to trust and understand that all the people in Scripture, their life has not come to an end. We have to understand that all the people we know that are believing, confessing, and living a life following Yeshua, their time, even though they might have died here, is not coming to an end. We have to understand the life we live and the significance of it while we're here, so we can look forward to that eternity that awaits us all. More and more people today are succumbing to the diseases of their disobedience, the diseases of the world today. The scriptures say a wicked man will, a righteous man will not die before his time, but the wicked will succumb to before their time. The righteous will live a good long time of shalom and peace. The way before each man seems right, but ends in death. But know the plans I have for you there for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope, to give us Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I want you all to just understand the significance of what is to come, and to hold on to our life here, but not so much so that we don't know what's awaiting us. And to understand all the martyrs out there, and that a people that are willing to give up their life here right now for the future reminds me of what Job says. He says, I esteem his words more than my necessary food, meaning his words are more important than my life, my physical life, because it's his words that'll lead us to that spiritual life. So many people are walking around in pure darkness on a wide road, stumbling because they're not using the amazing light that our Creator gives us through his scripture and his holy word. Open up those words and walk that narrow path that he's made smooth for you, and let his word be a light for your feet so you're not stumbling and you're walking through that narrow road leads to that narrow gate, which is Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, which gives us that paradise that is awaiting for us. No matter how much we sinned, remember the man that was on the stake right next to Yeshua was a sinner and deserved death, and he got what he deserved, but he repented in his last words, and Yeshua said, this day you will see paradise with me. It's time to repent and understand repentance brings refreshing, and enjoy that paradise with Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. And you can join us every day, either on the radio in the morning and at night, or on YouTube and the internet. TorahLifeMinistries.org is the website if you want to support us. And you could also go to the Patreon page, patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. And what a blessing it is for you to pray and support this ministry so we can continue doing these teachings. So thank you, everybody, and have a blessed day today. And remember, yesterday is yesterday. Don't think about yesterday. Tomorrow is tomorrow. Don't worry yourself about the things about the future. But this is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit, and rejoice. Hallelujah, everybody. Have a blessed day and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
This is Jonathan McLean, the general manager of WCNO. I want to thank all of you who have been partners with this great radio station over the years to make this ministry possible. Of course, I do know that many of you have just found us recently, and we are blessed to have you as a part of the family as well. Monday morning, we're going to come to you 7 a.m. looking to raise our operational budget to cover the next 6 months, and I trust that you are praying with us and you are planning already. If you have not yet sent in a response card, it's not too late. You can do that. And of course, you can call and make a donation on the phone as well. We look forward to sharing with you over the next 2 weeks as God makes provision for our next 6 months of operations. God bless you, and thank you so much for your support, both your prayers and your support.